Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's head out to Gabon for an update. The Mayor, Kevin Beattie's with us. Good morning, Kevin.
Yeah, good morning, Neil.
Now, mate, a couple of weeks ago with the Fire Festival, I got to play out at Cargo Pub. Council got behind this. There was another event out at Yagara that Council got behind. Any more of this in the pipeline? It was just a fantastic day.
Yeah, there is, mate. Council got behind events, as you said, two great events, one at Yugara and one at Cargo. And how did you go at Cargo? Did you play well?
Mate, we had a lot of fun. And as I said, a great crowd turned up. There was kids there everywhere and families and people enjoying themselves, a bit of live music as well. So, mate, it went really well. So thank you.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic, mate, to see everybody out and about. So, yeah, look, because of the success of those two events, Council will be presenting more events through from September through to December in our villages. So, look, keep an eye out for those events and we'll get those details to you as soon as we get them and to encourage people to come along.
Yeah, absolutely right. Now, lifeguards, we've been putting this out the last few times we've been talking, but not a lot of take-up here. So this is for kids over 16 or people over 16?
Yeah, Neil, look, it's important. As you said, we've mentioned this a couple of times on your program, but I think it's important to mention it again. So the pool season is just around the corner and Council's seeking a range of casual lifeguards for the upcoming summer season. So all seven Gabon pools are in need of community members, 16 and over, to apply to be casual lifeguards to get us through the season. So, look, it could be anything from, you know, students over 16, high school students, natural university students, weekend workers, or anyone who wants to have a go and volunteer and get some, it's not really a volunteer position, it's a paid position to be a lifeguard at our pools. So, look, training will be supplied by Council. So, more information, you know, onto our website to look at the job descriptions. And, look, it's important that we get these pool supervisors there to open our pools.
Yeah, absolutely right. Because if we don't get the numbers, I'm guessing that'll impact opening hours and whether pools open at all during the summer months. And the other point being, I mean, it's still pretty cool out there. I guess people aren't really forward thinking to the summer months.
No, that's right. And as I said, mate, it's just around the corner. And these pools are community hubs and we need them opened. They're much needed by the community and we want them to open. So, but we need those lifeguards to keep people safe.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. All right, now, the Council's Community Assistance Program grants, they're open at the moment?
Yeah, applications are open for round one of Gabon Council's Community Assistance Program grants. So the program is designed to provide an ongoing or sustainable benefit to local Gabon communities. So it's not-for-profit communities, sporting or charity organisations can apply for those. So applications close at 5 p.m. on Tuesday the 20th of September. So get those applications into Council.
Yep, all right. And similarly, the Stronger Country Communities Fund, that is open and taking applications at the moment.
Yeah. This is a great fund by the New South Wales Government, the Stronger Country Communities Fund, so which it aims to boost the wellbeing of the communities in regional areas by providing new or upgraded facilities, such as like sporting facilities or for community programs that have strong local support. So, you know, some of the examples of previous is, you know, construction of new sporting facilities and amenities around these sporting facilities. So there's just a few of them. So, and applications for that close at 5 p.m. on the 23rd of September. So please get those applications in as soon as you can.
Okay. And, mate, finally, this was announced earlier this week by Sam Faraway. Gabon is now eligible for disaster funding. I'm guessing this is good news, but what does it specifically relate to?
Look, Neil, this is absolutely wonderful news because, as everybody's aware, our roads and our road network has come to an absolute hiding over the last, months because of the weather events we're having. So, especially in June and July, Gabon really come to hiding on the roads. It's now, this is absolute breath of fresh air. It provides financial assistance for us to do these repairs. So it's great and welcome news from the state and federal government.
So how does it work? I mean, do you know the extent of the damage and what the bill's going to be, or does it have to be assessed and then an application put in?
Yeah, look, we're partly way through the assessment and already we're up to in excess of $500,000 done just from the recent storm events. So an incredible amount of money. We've had causeways washed away completely in the last events where we've had houses cut off from getting access back to main roads and so on. So, look, the amount of damage has been quite incredible. as everybody's aware, you know, we've got 2,000 kilometres of road network in our shire, and it's really taking a real absolute hammering. Mm. So this is great news that we can now put these claims in and get payment for them and start to try and get these roads repaired.
Fantastic. I'm with Kevin Beattie. He's the Mayor of Cabonne. Thank you for the update and your time this morning. Have a good day.
Thanks, Neil.